is startling. I don't think I've ever heard Haley read the same thing twice, which reminds me of myself. So we're going to continue with the local flair and then continue on from there to our guests from abroad, from other spaces. Second reader for tonight is Megan Zahir, and I'm reading from the new book, The Bio, though I've known Maggie for a while as well. I've seen and heard him in every place from bars in Capitol Hill to his books-filled room and in Fremont. So it's kind of a cool thing to see him here because I don't think I've ever seen him either. He's the author of 6 books, including a collaboration with Pam Brown, one of my first book reviews, actually. Was it that book? And a translation of contemporary Egyptian poetry. He's the recipient of the 2013 Genius Award in Literature from The Stranger. He lives in Seattle, and he writes about many things, including Cairo and Egypt and the tech companies that own our souls. Everyone, welcome, Cairo.
Haley and Ryan, and for the first time to hear Shahrazad. And I want to thank my friend Diane, Luke, and Spencer for showing up. It's always a treat to see friends that I haven't seen in a while. I discovered something. First, I need to apologize for my summer attire. Second, when you're reading a book, you always try to read always from the beginning. And then wildly, if like after you get sick of what you're reading, read from the middle. So today I discovered that I haven't never read from the end of the book going forward. So why not? I would call it conceptual poetry. This is the time of the night when instead of seeing the city sees me. I'm diagramming plan B. Out of the open sea. Now that God refuses to part it, love needs time, but we have ourselves and coins for the meter, words from bent bones, ourselves and counting fingers. Have your bones, have this rain. I park myself in some diaspora as peripheral to love. $2,000 financial fees. We were reduced to teachers. There is something racial in this loneliness. The world as woods and garages. The world as garages. Time passed in collisions. Evidence, succumbing to language, kissing is for the streets, next to the night, I count you, I count, end of evidence. Empiricists and angels, we enter tunnels and desire our headaches from texting unsure lovers to sleeping and unknown dust splashes. No evidence of electricity. Time passed over the sexual fluidity of scholars. Streets are for kissing. Yes, I know I said it before. That's conceptual thought. And dedicated, as I said, to Kenneth Rosemans. Next to the night, making room for God to experience the wind, we fly to prepare for the remoteness of lovers. The sun vaporizes and turns into your skin. Loop. I open the door and improvised loneliness. The community has disappeared. They burned few things, then left to experience history. End of loop. The few obligations I had narrowed my chance of encountering you. It was possibly sexual, but morphed or warped into solitude. My colleagues were pigeons and they flew. It was unreasonable to imagine God. It was possible to pray, write ballads, and photocopy things into existence. Like desert scenes, we left our desires behind and produced software in these muted software factories. We endured the different methodologies middle-aged business gurus with names like Bob and Mike and an occasional Alan sold to our bosses on how to extract more surplus value from us. We sincerely argued with each other. They talked to us about empowerment and ownership. But the truth was, these places were shit. And we took this shit and smeared ourselves and the others. Mixing light and darkness in one bit torrent, then bury the dead. Bury the dead and thank them and assume they are gone. We check IDs, photo bombers and all. Time is hierarchical here. Contempt takes us to a different world, a world that provides good tears. The common observer is gender savvy, and we never know the magnitude of their pain after they rest. My heart, by being tired, by the extensions of death, I shiver as in the sirens of an ambulance seeking to evade. I'm going to love you all and ask for your departure. Desire is expensive, but we are stuck there, itching with a knee, itching and promenading, itching and evading, itching and driving ourselves instead of the actual travelers. It was the day of rest. They pushed my hands away, but I stayed near you, taking off your left sock and hiding your naked foot in my hands. I took your smallness seriously, and it damaged my thoughts, as I am still shaking from your proximity. I took you with me, and you turned into a void. In museums, you wear the brush strokes, and in coffee shops, the hot bitterness of coffee. Carrying different deformations, I hide in dictionaries. You dance in them. We are forced to swallow the stains. There is this scent promise of eternity. If we chaperone on each other, this toothpaste is holy, and our blood still makes songs. Curving outside of you, there are 1,000 ways into this morning's lack of arrows. The trees are tough on us. They have their silence. The grasshopper deserves a home. But the trees are tough. I'm evolving my whiskey habit. This intimate void covered with soap. So I'll finish with this one. As I am cutting and pasting this loneliness onto your image, we lose the city. The strangers are the dawn breakers and the insomniacs, getting empty notification about the lovers. You are burdened with growing into a tall tree and with flowers and kindness. These piled books are mine. In them, I read my silence.
you, Maggie. When did the book come out? Just recently?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And there are books for sale right at the entrance, as well as at...
Haggling accepted.